days. Rest of the story. An adult education course, they called it. Impressive sounding, doubtless informative. But John sat glumly in the classroom, elbows on his desk, chin resting in his hands, trying to remember why on earth he had ever enrolled in the first place. Oh, yes, that was it. He had hoped that studying art would be a therapeutic alternative to the monotony of workaday life, but he'd got it all wrong. Surrounded by bored housewives who made use of their burgeoning skills by painting clowns and kittens and trees, John had grown increasingly frustrated. Pretty portraits and sappy scenery, yuck. All right, his instructor had patiently suggested, why not try your hand at abstract art? Oh, no, that was worse, John had objected. He never could understand all of those random scrawls and color splatches. But then the petulant art pupil got a mischievous idea, a way to make the class interesting, at least, for a while. He would do a painting of something really gory and gruesome, maybe a scene from a monster movie, and scare the dickens out of his prissy art teacher and all those clown-painting suburban homemakers. And then when his classmates expressed their unmitigated disgust, John, feigning indignation, would quit the course. Sure, it would be like surprising the girls in grammar school with a particularly slimy frog. Hardly an adult thing to do in an adult education setting, but doggone it, it would be fun. So John conjured up a horrific vision, replete with blood and dismembered body parts and skulls and implicit screams. And to the best of his emerging ability, he put it all down on canvas. But this is the rest of the story. Instead of revulsion, John's art instructor and fellow classmates responded with applause. I don't get it, he complained. What's so good about this? It's terrible. To the contrary, John's admiring teacher replied. It's wonderful, even powerful, sort of like the macabre themes of Francisco Goya. Goy who, Johnny wondered? Whereupon he was told about the exciting 18th century Spanish painter whose ghastly subjects held the world spellbound and inspired for generations of artists. Thus, more than 30 years ago, was inspired one more. For John, once the petulant prisoner of a Pontiac, Michigan art course, was to launch into a series of striking surrealistic oils that has the art world buzzing to this day. A recent exhibition at the Ariana Gallery in Royal Oak displayed 13 of them, including a severed head in the hands of a dictatorial assassin called Genocide, a collage of multiracial satanic faces called Brotherhood, a terrified man sinking into a dark surreal shaft symbolizing the irrational fear of death, which the artist names Nearer, My God, to Thee. Art collectors offering six-figure figures to possess one or another of these provocative paintings are disappointed to learn that John is not selling. Art is not his profession, he insists. But now should you gaze upon one of them, or should you be apprised of the alleged meanings behind the maudlin masks, you will recall the mischievous pupil in the adult education class who only wanted to scare someone. An amateur artist who became a doctor. Jack Kevorkian. Now you know the rest of the story.